a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is student rabbi Josh Layton from Mount Zion Temple in Sioux Falls. Leading us in our pledge is Paige Courtney Hauge from White Lake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Almighty source of life and blessing, we thank you for the privilege of serving our state in this sacred act of governing. As we work towards protecting and improving the lives of our constituents, let us be guided by your ideals of justice, of mercy, and of compassion. The ancient rabbi Ben Zoma once said, "Who is wise? He that learns from all men. Who is mighty? She who subdues her evil inclination. Who is rich? She who rejoices in her portion. Who is honored? He that honors his fellow man." As we engage in our duties today, let us be wise in listening to our colleagues. Let us be mighty in restraining ourselves from anger and spite. Let us enrich our lives as together we work to enrich the lives of the people of South Dakota. And let us be honored as we honor each other's opinions. O heavenly power, bless us as we go about our business. Be compassionate to us as we face the difficult decisions of the day. And grant us, our state, our country, and our world with the gift of peace. And let us say, Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Clerk, we'll call the roll, please.
Blake, Bolin, Boomgarden, Bruner, Berg, Carson, Consett, Cronin, Curd, Cutler, Diedrich, Dennard, Elliott, Ingalls, Fain, Fargen, Feikert, Feinstein, Ferrick, Gibson, Gosh, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironclaw, Jansen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Les, McLaughlin, Mosier, Nome, David, Nordstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Rompkema, Rounds, Russell, Schlagway, Shrump, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Florence and Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turberville, Van Gerpen, Vander, Lindy, Vanneman, Versio, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Rave.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the third day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rave, Chair.
All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bills 1020 and 1023 do pass, and House Bill 1022 be placed on the consent calendar. Ed McLaughlin, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bills 1012 and 1049 do pass, and House Bill 1036 do pass as amended. Bob Fain, Chair.
Do we have any personal privileges, ladies and gentlemen? Representative Putnam.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. A personal privilege, please.
Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And my microphone is working today.
It is.
I'm at least hoping my voice sounds like my voice out there now. Anyway, if you look into the gallery, ladies and gentlemen, we have with us again an annual visit by ABATE of South Dakota. And they have provided us, as you recall this morning, a very nice little breakfast with fruit and other items, and so we appreciate that. I do want to remark about a couple of things about this fine group, and they come here only to let you know that they are indeed a very private group that stays out there and watches motorcycle industry items and are not involved in many of the other things we talk about. But they get the respect of coming up here and focusing on what they see as a real problem or what they see as a problem within the motorcycle industry. Therefore, they're quiet so often. But they do come here and let us know that they're available for any questions we might have for them. And just to show their great support for not only our state but our nation, the items that you had handed out here today are not made in wherever that country is that seems to be making everything, but they're right here in South Dakota. So I think it's a great example of their opportunity to be here and talk to us and spend as many dollars as they can with it and say, please help me welcome members of ABATE of South Dakota, if they'd please stand. Welcome. Representative Putnam, thank you, Mr. Leader. And annually, I have asked you to always remember the two very important things about motorcycling. One of them is, of course, the sound that they make you will hear forever. And I don't have that with me today.
Oh. But,
and I apologize. Let's all go vroom, vroom at least once. But the fact remains that there is a saying that goes along with our motorcycle folks and our brothers and sisters in that world, and it is, live to ride, ride to live. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Vroom, vroom. And Representative Putnam, if I'm not mistaken, at 1 o'clock today, is there not a reception with some pizza, I heard? 1 o'clock reception. That's fine. 1 o'clock luncheon, American Legion pizza. Representative Putnam.
Thank you, Sister Sunshine. Thank you, Sunshine.
All right. Representative Fikert.
Personal privilege, Mr.
Granted,
Speaker.
Sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You're welcome.
We have with us today a legislator that served 14 years here in the House. He is a very good personal friend, has many friends in the House here today. He was affectionately known as Grumpy. We have Al Waltman with us today.
Welcome back, sir, in the back. It's a pleasure to have you back, sir. Any further personal privileges? Representative Kim Vanneman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I can tell you there is an advantage of having your birthday early in session because I don't have to worry about any paybacks. So I would like to, you all to join me. We have another colleague in here that has a January birthday, the best month of the year, Representative Kent Junkie. So if you'd join me in giving him a round of applause for his birthday.
Happy birthday, Representative. Happy birthday, Kent. Representative Junkie.
No singing. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And thank you, Representative Vanneman, for the acknowledgement of my birthday. To be honest with you, fellow representatives, they did this for me back in 1999 on my first year here, and I didn't even know to stand up because that was the first birthday. And we got sang to at that point in time. That's been curtailed at this point in time. But just to inform you where we're at from 99 till now, in 1999 I celebrated my duplicate 44th birthday here, so you can add it up, and this is now my 55th, and I couldn't enjoy spending it with a better family. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, and I hope you have a very happy birthday today. Any further personal privileges? None. I have one. This week, the 11th to the 17th, was School Board Recognition Week, as noted by the executive proclamation from the governor of the state of South Dakota. And I just, I think a round of applause is in order to recognize our school board members. Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1002, a concurrent resolution requesting federal natural resources agencies to refrain from designating wilderness or roadless areas in South Dakota without legislative approval. Representative Vercio moves that House Concurrent Resolution 1002 be adopted.
The Representative Vercio motion having been moved and seconded. Are there any remarks? Representative Vercio.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
as those of us who particularly live in the rural areas of South Dakota realize the importance of natural resources to our economic development, which includes, among other things, all multiple use. But the public lands, such as agricultural use for grazing, timber production, mineral development, motorized and mechanized recreation, all of which are prohibited and severely inhibited by wilderness or roadless designation. And for that reason, I would certainly appreciate your support on this concurrent resolution 1002. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any further remarks on HCR 1002? Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the body. I'd like to rise in opposition to House Concurrent Resolution 1002. I'm not sure if it's our place as a state legislature to direct the policies of these other federal agencies, be it the Department of Interior, Department of Ag, or the Bureau of Land Management, and the United States Forest Service, although I think we have the right to request or lobby them maybe on their spending policies, but we certainly, I don't think we can direct their policies and their actions on the land that they own. Furthermore, it also, the concurrent resolutions ask that before any action can be taken, it would have to be done by a two-thirds vote of both bodies of this legislature. And I think if we want to do something like that, it would be more appropriate that that would be done in a bill, in legislation, and a concurrent resolution should not carry the effect of law. In fact, I don't believe it can. So for those reasons, I'd ask you not to adopt the resolution.
Any further remarks on HCR 1002? Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I also rise in opposition to the resolution. I will try to focus on the content, particularly the third whereas of the resolution, which says the effect of the designation of wilderness or roadless areas in many cases is to hinder or preclude the ability of South Dakota citizens to develop and use the natural resources of the state in a fair and equitable manner. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, these are public federal lands. This situation that I see depicted in this resolution remind me of a situation I had when I was the tennis coach at Lincoln High School. One day we went out on the courts and there were two young gentlemen playing on our courts and it was time for our practice. And I went over and politely told them that we were having our practice and that they would have to vacate the court. And they protested vociferously because they said they were taxpayers and they had a right to use those tennis courts. And I again politely reminded them that they were public courts, but they were the Lincoln High School courts. The Lincoln High School had priority. I would also like to point out what we have in these wilderness areas. Again, they are federal lands. And they are in national forests, parks, wildlife refuges, and other public lands. These areas protect watersheds and clean water supplies vital to downstream municipalities and agriculture, as well as habitats supporting diverse wildlife, including endangered species, while logging and oil and gas drilling are prohibited. Although these are some of the uses, there are also others involving people's access to these lands. These are wilderness areas popular for diverse kinds of outdoor recreation, but without motorized or mechanical vehicles or equipment. I would also like to stress that wilderness areas have strong economic development. Most international tourists who come to the United States and to South Dakota come because of our unique natural beauty. In October 2009, there were 4.0 million international visitors in the United States. This at a time during the recession. And those visitors spent $10.3 billion during that month. And I know we have many international visitors to South Dakota because of our natural ability. And let me end with a personal reference. My family likes to spend a great deal of time in the Black Hills. It's a wonderful natural facility. And when we are there, we also spend time in Hill City. But I would never have as a goal, a primary goal, driving to Hill City to make those purchases or to spend the time I do in Hill City. It's an incidental event, and Hill City benefits greatly. As much as I enjoy the Alpine Inn, I can also eat just as well in Sioux Falls. So for these reasons, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you will join me in opposing this resolution. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks, Representative Betty Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just for the information of the body here, I would like to address for one thing, I want to tell you about the wildlife, the tour we took with the Ag and Natural Resources bus this summer. And we got an up-close and personal look of the way that the wilderness area has been managed in South Dakota. Maybe some of you caught the front page of the Rapid City paper. It was either yesterday or the day before, where there will be no fireworks over Mount Rushmore this year because of the fire danger, because of the mismanagement of the wildlife area in the Black Hills Wilderness area. Right now, it's a tinderbox waiting for one spark to ignite, and there are going to be businesses. There's a chance of people being killed. And unless South Dakota takes some control over the management of land within our borders, who we also own along with every other member of the United States, we're going to be in a world of hurt. We need to address the safety issues involved in this, and I urge your yes vote on this.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks, Representative Kopp.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to inform this legislative body that as a member of two national fire management teams for 30 years, and having been on many wilderness fires, I can tell you what happens in wilderness. They burn down. And if they don't burn down, insects and disease will take it down. And since they're wilderness areas, there are no mechanized equipment allowed in such areas. And so when you fight those fires, this is strictly by hand. It's extremely dangerous to firefighters to go into wilderness areas and fight them. Furthermore, I would like to tell you that since there is no management in wilderness areas, most of our forests in the western United States are climax pine forests, which means that they become overgrowth with pine trees, and your animal diversity is very scarce indeed. Another problem that you have with wilderness areas is they burn extremely hot, Yellowstone Park being an example of that, hot enough to sterilize the ground. When this happens, no regrowth of anything takes place, and that land eventually erodes into the streams. So I would ask you to vote yes on this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. For the remarks, Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of this motion, and actually I think 2010 is going to be the year of we the people, and we the people are fed up with the federal government sticking their nose in our business, and I rise in support of this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. For the remarks, Representative Fain.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move that we defer consideration of HCR 1002 to the fifth legislative day, which is Tuesday. And I apologize to the body.
We need a second, and then we'll open for discussion.
Thank you.
The motion having been moved and seconded, Representative Fain, do you have further remarks?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's just purely because of the fact that we have not discussed this as a group yet, so we're being educated on the fly on this side, so we'd like to have some time to discuss it and understand the bill further before we vote. So I would ask the body's indulgence to defer this and the remainder of today's calendar until the fifth day. I guess I already made one motion. I better stay with that.
Yeah, we'll stick with one.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
All right. Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on the Fain motion to defer to a day certain.
Hearing none, this is not final passage. It will be a voice vote. All those in favor of the Fain motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. So deferred. She'll do it here.
Well, he can go ahead if he's going to approve.
House Concurrent Resolution 1003, a concurrent resolution supporting the reintroduction of horse slaughter and processing operations in the United States. Representative Fain moves that HCR 1003 be deferred to Tuesday, January 19th, the fifth legislative day.
Representative Fain motion having been moved and seconded. Are there any remarks? Hearing none. All those in favor of the Fain motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1068, an act to revise the limitation on damages for medical malpractice actions.
And the Speaker assigns House Bill 1068 to the Committee on Judiciary. Any announcements? Any announcements? Representative Deb Peters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I might have a problem.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up. You're not going down, are you?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
There you go.
I'm going to have the repair guys come and fix my mic. I just want to announce that Alec, I want to remind the body that Alec is hosting their wine and cheese welcome on Tuesday from 6:30 to 9. And we will be scheduling governor candidates. We have a majority of the governor candidates already responded to yes, so please come listen to all of our gubernatorial candidates, 6:30 to 9.
Thank you. At the
American Legion. Thank you.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Thank you. Any further announcements? Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We will have Health and Human Services again at 07:45 on Tuesday morning, and hopefully I'll have you there. We'll have three departments speaking. Thank you.
Any further announcements? Representative Wink.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Next Tuesday on the 19th, the Joint Committee on Appropriations will meet at 7:30 for briefing concerning the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks and the Department of Health. And then the open hearing will begin at 8:15 with the Game, Fish, and Parks. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further announcements? Hearing none. Representative Durbeville. All those in favor of adjournment will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. We're going home. What's that?